Bloomberg Business Week on Bloomberg Radio. I'm Ken Pruitt.
And I'm Pim Fox. Our cover story, The New Abnormal. Americans, they're broke, they're depressed, but they seem to be spending, at least on some items. We've got the author of this week's cover story, Devin Leonard. Devin, what are Americans spending on if they're so broke and depressed?
Well, that's really that was the genesis of the story. My editor, Hugo Lindgren, who's a really smart guy, said, geez, we're in the midst of a recession, but you go out to a Yankee game in the middle of the week, the place is full. You go, the Apple's, they can't make enough iPads. The iPhone 4 is a runaway success. But, you know, what's going on here?
So is there a schizophrenia in the economy? People spending on some things that you'd think would be utilitarian or normal, but in fact, everyone just wants a little bit of fun and gratification.
Well, there's some interesting psychological stuff going on here. I think that everybody's first inclination when the markets crashed was, oh my God, I got to save. But people's personal financial psyche is to they want to save, but they also want to splurge, and they feel better when they splurge than when they save. And they've been saving and saving and saving. But at this point, the people who have money, of course, they can't take it anymore. So they're still cutting on some things, but they're blowing money at Apple and on Starbucks and that kind of thing.
Well, of course, Devin, Starbucks or an iPad, it's not that expensive. It's not like a car or a house. Is this the way it's going? People will splurge on less expensive kind of items, but hold back on committing themselves to a major purchase.
No, I think that's true. Although I think a lot of people are itching for the luxury stuff too that they enjoyed so conspicuously in better times. So.
We probably ought to point out here that there's a lot more stuff than there used to be.
No, that's true. A lot more. No.
What did you find in terms of interviewing specific people? What were they foregoing? What were they hankering for? And what did they feel they needed to have in order to make them feel good?
Well, the great thing about being at Bloomberg is that we were able to send tons and tons of reporters from all over the country to malls in Miami, to the Mall of America in Minnesota, to San Francisco, and so on, at the Cherry Hill Mall outside of Philadelphia. And it seemed there are so many people who were talking about the economy was bad and they were cutting back on eating out. They were looking for deals. Some of them were shopping at the dollar store, but at the same time, they were walking out with flat screen TVs or expensive shoes. I think it's a balancing act, really. That's the point is that, you know, they want to spend.
What about things like expensive coffee drinks? That's always kind of a social barometer in one fashion, and it certainly has changed the face of America in the last 20 years.
Well, I think that gets back to Ken's point that it's an affordable luxury, and that it doesn't cost that much. It's an awfully expensive cup of coffee at Starbucks, but it makes people feel better to be able to walk around with that as opposed to something from a Greek diner, I guess.
Devin, you mentioned having reporters all around the country. Did you find some regional differences, or people maybe around Seattle doing something different than people in Miami or Dallas or New York?
Well, you bet. I mean, in Vegas and Miami and places like that, they were a lot more. They were spending and being very vocal about it, more so, say, than in the Midwest or in South Carolina or a place like that.
Even though Vegas and Miami are sort of the epicenters of the housing crash.
But I think that the reason why they're the epicenter of the housing crash in the first place is that, you know, people want to spend money in those places. They, you know, they want to show off. And you definitely felt that in the interviews.
Devin, does it also happen that we're seeing two economies sort of live side by side? You've got Americans that don't have the money even for these affordable luxuries as you describe them. But on the other hand, there are booming sales at Mercedes, at BMW, at Lexus. So somebody's got the money.
Well, no, and you're right. I mean, it's a bifurcated economy. And because the other thing, and the larger point is that, as we've all seen this year, consumer confidence goes up and down, and that we quote the CEO of the Family Dollar Store in there saying he's never seen things more volatile sales. That is, they're going up and down from week to week. So it's a bifurcated economy. It's a recovery that's moving one step forward, one step back. And I think that makes people sort of more, drives people a little crazier, makes them more impulsive, makes them a little more irrational when it comes to spending.
Well, what may be a bright spot here is the information that 20% of consumers have bought something over the past 30 days they wouldn't have felt comfortable buying 6 months ago. Could we take that as an optimistic sign for the future?
I think so. It's interesting just how you see we cited several different surveys along with the consumer confidence numbers that show maybe consumers are a little more confident than they're telling the conference board. So it's hard to say that we get mixed signals and all that stuff too.
Is it also a generational issue? Because you quote one person in this story talking about how they don't do many full on spa days anymore,
right.
And I mean for a certain generation perhaps of Americans. You know, even the concept of going to a spa is a little bit foreign to them. Is this also a generational shift in terms of what's important for money?
Well, look at the guy in the very beginning of, the story. He's 31 years old. His name's Ralph. I guess 5 years ago, he bought his first home, a condo in Southern California for $300,000. I mean, that's twice as much as I paid for my house, I guess, 15 years ago. So, and here's a 26-year-old guy putting down that kind of money on a condo. He meets a woman. She's got two little kids. They decide to get married. So he buys another house. So clearly, you have people in their 20s making big purchases and really ultimately, and especially in hindsight, making big gambles that I think a lot of our parents wouldn't have done that, don't you think?
And so the philosophy of more and more kind of continues. As Ken was saying, we've got a lot of stuff in this country.
No, I know. We didn't get into that as much in the stories. Maybe we should have, but that's the thing. Corporate America has gotten so good at marketing, and just you walk into a supermarket and you go down and just look at all the ice cream, the breakfast cereals, all these different kinds, and really you want to try all this stuff. And the marketers are just brilliant at this.
Spoiled for choice.
I know.
Devin Leonard, the author of this week's cover story in Bloomberg Business Week, The New Abnormal: Americans Broke and Depressed, But They're Still Spending. If you've been away from your desk for a while, the new Bloomberg.com will bring you up to speed. The nonstop news feed on the homepage has a great new look, and the smart search feature gets you market data, quotes, as well as articles quite fast. The new media player also has live streaming of Bloomberg Radio and Bloomberg TV. Get back to where you prefer to be, right on top of things. Check out the new Bloomberg.com.
This is Bloomberg Business Week with Ken Pruitt and Pim Fox from Bloomberg Radio.
Copyright Bloomberg LP 2010.